got stage two load shedding until Sunday night. And the city of Cape Town at the moment and up until midnight is only at stage one for its customers, those people who get their electricity supplied by the city of Cape Town. They're on stage one until midnight. We have asked whether that will continue tomorrow and through the weekend. We've been told they don't know yet. And when that information is available, they will pass it on. So let's hope, you know, relatively small number of us, but let's hope that those people don't have to do without power as much as the rest. Eskom has a lot of problems. The fact that a fairly new power station constantly is having conveyor belts breaking down and leading or contributing to decisions to shed load. That's one of the problems they face. They owe roughly 480 billion rand to lenders. And they also, on the sort of obverse side of that, is they are owed quite a lot of money, literally billions of rands. I'm not sure what the current quantum is, but it's probably somewhere around 20, 25 billion rand, what they are owed. So make a small dent in their debt if they could get that money paid. And one of the tactics they've looked increasingly to use is to threaten to cut off and actually cut off power to municipalities that are way, way behind in their Eskom payments. The Supreme Court of Appeal said, you can't do that, essentially. I mean, I'm summarizing a complex legal judgment, but that's essentially what the Supreme Court of Appeal just a short while ago said. It said, you know, they are unable to pay. So cutting off their electricity is not going to lead them to give you money because they have no money to give you. Professor Hartmut Winkler is with the Department of Physics at the University of Johannesburg. Prof, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, I'm delighted to say. Healthy, yes. Temperature okay. 36.2 when I came into the office today. How are you?
Oh, no, fine. Yeah, not quite 36, but it's a nice day up here.
No, okay. my temperature, not my temperature.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. I mean, what options does Eskom have with this debt? I mean, essentially what it seems to be the Supreme Court of Appeal says, government needs to give the municipalities the money who then give it on to Eskom. But government doesn't have any money to give municipalities.
Yes. Well, you summarized it very nicely earlier. I mean, Eskom had this perfect strategy that if they wanted the money owed to them, they simply cut off and magically within a day or so, whatever the municipality has is paid out. But they can't do that anymore because it just stops everything from functioning, including customers that have actually paid the electricity to the municipality, but that the money just never came through. So in essence, Eskom can't do that, and they're just going to have to rely on the other sort of strategies for getting money back out of customers. But that just takes longer. You have to go to court. You have to send the sheriff to pick up furniture and so on. And ultimately, there's not that. It's not nearly as effective as a strategy they had beforehand.
So that strategy, the one which has now been given the kibosh by the SCA, that was working, was it, Hartmut?
Yes. To a great extent. I don't remember the exact municipalities, but certainly some of these practically bankrupt municipalities somewhere up country, just within a day or so, they just at least came into some sort of arrangement to pay and certainly paid up something, whereas otherwise they would have just simply said, yes, well, we owe you, we acknowledge that, but we also owe our workers, then we owe a whole lot of other people as well, and Eskom would have just had to stand in the queue. So now, unfortunately, this doesn't work so well, and they're just not going to be as effective.
What do you think might be, now legally permissible, the best strategy? I mean, sometimes municipalities collect money on behalf of the constituents, the citizens of that municipality, and then pay it on or don't pay it on to Eskom. There are plenty of examples where the money has been collected and then it has been used for other budgetary items in municipalities. In other places, like Soweto is probably the most dramatic example, people get their electricity directly from Eskom and there it's less than 20% of people that are paying. So how does one deal with this?
Yes, it's quite difficult, and I think what was also in the judgment was something to the effect that both the provision of electricity and the functioning of municipalities is something that government is ultimately responsible for. So I think, and it's not only because of Eskom, but for a whole lot of other reasons. I think the government just needs to put in far stricter measures to make sure that whatever money that the municipalities have does get spent properly. So I don't really see any way out. Yes, it is. I think the municipalities owe, I think the figure I heard was 30 billion.
Okay, as much
so
as
that. That is less than 10% of what their overall debt is, but it still would be nice to get hold of it. I think it's also one of the reasons why the Eskom is supposed to be split into three units. One of those units is a distribution, and they are the ones that are supposed to be selling the electricity to municipalities and private users. Now, if that was an entity on its own which focused entirely on that, they might become a little bit better at that. But given this judgment, I'm not sure to what extent people will want to invest in that particular aspect of Eskom. The power lines themselves, the transmission, that runs nicely, and I don't think there'd be any difficulty in getting outsiders involved in that. And there's no shortage of people interested in producing or generating power and selling that. But that third arm of Eskom, the one which deals with sales and collecting money, that one is really a bit of an issue.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Professor Hartmut Winkler of the Department of Physics at the University of Johannesburg. And there is, you know, prepaid electricity. But whenever Eskom tries to go into an area where people are generally not paying for their electricity or stealing it, siphoning it off somebody else's power line, it's just impossible. I mean, it's essentially like entering a war zone. If you go in there with prepaid meters, you're driven out by community resistance, violent community resistance. Tough one.